Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Finn. Hello.
Hello there, Finn. Now, what do you know about robots?
Robots. Well, they talk in a funny way like that.
Yes, you sound quite convincing there, actually, Finn.
You like it?
Yes, I do. Is there anything else you know about robots?
Well, there are a couple of good ones in Star Wars, aren't there?
Oh, yes. R2-D2 and C-3PO. C-3PO talks in quite a human voice.
He does. But, of course, that's science fiction, not real life.
No, but things have moved on in real life. The use of machines to do work that people do, or used to do, is called automation. And that's the subject of today's show.
But before we talk more about this, I'd like you, Neil, to answer today's quiz question. What makes a job more likely to be done by robots? Is it if a job involves A, manipulating small objects, B, working in open spaces, or C, social and emotional skills?
Okay, I'm going to guess at manipulating small objects, I think.
Interesting. Okay, we'll find out if you're right or wrong later on. Now, two UK academics have calculated how susceptible to, that means likely to be affected by, how susceptible to automation each job is based on some key skills. And these include negotiation, persuasion, caring for others, originality, and manual dexterity. Now, that means being good with your hands.
So, do you think intelligent machines could replace us?
Well, maybe you, Neil. Not me, no. I have all the key skills. You know, I'm original, persuasive, of course, very caring and very good with my hands as well.
Well,
don't you think?
I'm very glad that you're safe, Finn.
Thank you.
Well, however, a study from Oxford University has suggested that 35% of existing UK jobs are being automated in the next 20 years. Let's listen to Michael Osborne from Oxford University talking about this.
Computers are increasingly able to learn in a way that hitherto has been the reserve of human beings. So in their ability to learn, computers are able to perform a much wider range of tasks than they've been able to do in the past. So as a result, it's not just manual labour that's coming under threat of automation, it's increasingly cognitive labour, the labour of the mind.
Michael Osborne. And cognitive labour means using your noggin, that's using your head. So computers and machines are also using their noggins and getting smarter. And office workers who do repetitive jobs such as drawing up spreadsheets could be replaced with software. But surely jobs like being a doctor or a lawyer are safe, Neil?
Well, some white-collar jobs may be less safe than you think. At one city law firm, junior staff have to read through contracts, assessing them for risks. But now, an artificial intelligence program can do that faster and better.
So white-collar refers to a job that you do at an office rather than a factory. And artificial intelligence refers to a computer's ability to copy intelligent human behaviour. Now, let's listen to Matthew Wally from a city law firm to find out what he thinks.
What you're seeing the robot do now, the robot can do in 3 seconds what it would take a group of lawyers days to do. The advantage is that it can do huge volumes, incredibly reliably, in unbelievable times. There's a huge amount of this work to do. Lawyers have far better, higher value legal analysis to worry about.
Well, he thinks that there is work for the lawyers and the computers. In fact, it sounds like a good division of labour. The computers do the boring stuff and the lawyers do the more interesting work.
Yes. Ooh, well, let's keep our fingers crossed that we've got good prospects too. You know, I don't want our listeners to start listening to robot presenters anytime soon.
Indeed, we need. We talk about keeping our fingers crossed when we hope that things are going to turn out in the way we want them to in the future.
That's right. So, shall we hear the answer to today's quiz question? Neil, I asked you, what makes a job more likely to be done by robots? Is it if the job involves A, manipulating small objects, B, working in open spaces, or C, social and emotional skills?
Well, I said A, manipulating small objects, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I've got the right answer.
Okay. You're keeping them crossed?
Yes, I am.
And you got the answer right.
Hey,
well done.
Brilliant. Ah, I'm glad my cognitive skills are still functioning.
Great.
Now, how about hearing those words again?
Okay, the words we heard today were automation, susceptible to, manual dexterity, cognitive labour, noggin, white collar, artificial intelligence, and keeping your fingers crossed.
Well, that brings us to the end of this 6-Minute English. We hope you enjoyed the programme. Please join us again soon. Goodbye.
Bye. 6-Minute English from the BBC.